11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. The engines are on. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast, a place for conversation with church leaders about social media, web trends, and anything else our host wants to talk about. Neil Smith is the Vice President of Social Media and Innovation at Denham & Company, lives in Texas, loves the Spurs, and exploring the world with his family. Jay Cranda is the online pastor at Saddleback Church, lives in California, loves the Lakers and drinking black cold brew coffee, and once could do a heel flip. To engage with the show, use the hashtag SMC Podcast. Let's join the show.
Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and we have a fun episode. I'm joined by Jay Cranda. We're talking about Christmas gifts, tech ideas, stuff we like talking about. We want to loop you into the conversation. These are conversations we have offline quite a bit, and we want to bring this online onto the podcast. Jay, let's talk Christmas gifts.
Yeah, so my first one is kind of an oldie, but with Google Home coming into the equation and so forth, I'm a full supporter. I talk about it constantly. I love Nest. I would say to anybody, Nest has been around now. Google bought them a while back. So now they're kind of like in that fold, and now you can use it with Google Home, and there's all these other things. But I love Nest because Nest, couple things. The main product is the learning thermostat. So you can control from your phone, you can change the temp. You can turn your AC or your heat on, so you can like lay in bed if it's like too cold. You can turn on your heat from your bedroom. I use the fan. We use the fan sometimes now with kids are a little bit older, but like when kids were sleeping and we wanted to go out, our rooms are real small, so we would turn on the fan on our AC unit so that I could leave our room without waking them up from their nap. But you also now have drop cams are integrated with them, so in one app, I have my thermostat. I have two cameras that are one in our living room and one's in our kids' room and our smoke alarm. So I think the Nest is an amazing suite of things that you can do. They just launched an outdoor camera as well. So it's all integrated into one app. So that's my first one. What's yours?
Nice. I'm sold. I'm going to go get a Nest now. You've talked about it a while, but seriously, that was a good sales pitch. All right. First one that I want is a VR camera. I've been wanting a VR camera for a while. The price point, I'm having a hard time justifying it. There's two out there that I've got my eye on. Ricoh is what we had at the church, and I've experimented with a little bit. I feel like it's basically like the flip cam of 360 cameras. I'd be okay with that. The one that I really get my eye on is even cheaper. It's called the Insta360, and it hooks right into your iPhone. And so you can actually then just, live stream right through your iPhone with the Insta360 and just automatically connect with Facebook to post the videos to Facebook. So that's the 360 camera I've got my eye on, and it's less than $200. So anyways, for the real tech video geek, I think a 360 camera would be a cool gift.
Yeah, I'm going to go within that thread. This is a techie thing, but I just got this and I'm in love with it. It's called the flexible tripod by Pwned, which sounds like I'm trying to say a dirty word there, but I'm really not. But it's the Pwned flexible tripod. It has this, what it is, it's a tripod that you hook in your iPhone, or you can mount a GoPro. And what it does is that it's got these flexible ends so that you can attach it to anything. Like I've attached it to like a crib or to the wall. And then it has what I love with the most outside of that, to be able to mount your iPhone anywhere to do Facebook Live, or I've used it to record a video from a third perspective to edit in. It has a level thing on the top of it, so you can always make sure your video is level, which is like when you're recording video, that's one of the, just having your video tilted a little bit can screw up an angle. And so that thing is only $20. I bought it on Amazon. I think anybody would love that thing because you can even hold it like this. You can make sure, and then you could just attach it to anything and record video from your phone.
I love it. I love it. You see a lot of vloggers using those. So very cool. All right. My next one that I bought for my daughters, actually for me, but I'm calling it for my daughters, is a 3D printer. So I got the Monoprice Select Mini 3D printer. It was less than $200 on Black Friday. It's like $215 regular on Amazon. I have been geeking out over it. I can't take it out of the box because my wife is like, the kids are going to see it. But what I'm convincing my kids is like, this is the gift that makes more gifts. And so there's so many crazy things you can do with it. I can't wait to get this thing open. I just bought like an extra spool of like whatever the plastic stuff is just because I needed to do something with it. I think for the real geek out there, 360 or the 3D printer, is now at a price point. I mean, it's crazy, less than $200. And everything I read about this thing is that it's legit, that it's going to print legitimate items that I can use. So anyways, 3D printer, Monoprice is the one that I got.
Monoprice. Okay, I like that. I'm going to go a little bit of a gamer angle here, and I'm going to say the Nintendo Mini NES. Okay, so this is like this is the throwback. It's been going crazy. They actually launched it a couple weeks ago. They've been sold out. These things are only $60. It's the classic Nintendo, but it has 30 games installed on it. They are selling for like $250 on eBay and everywhere. They're sold out on ToysRUs.com, Target, Walmart, Amazon. I've been trying. I think I have Googled this more than anything in the last 3 weeks, trying to get my hands on one of these things. And I do not want to pay $250. I'm going to pay $60. I'm waiting, but I can. The most amazing thing about it is that there's 30 pre-installed Nintendo games. But I have the hardest thing that, you know, I play video games casually. I have an Xbox One, but when I play with my kids, I tend to like, the games are so advanced now that like they're fun, but they're not always like, I don't always feel comfortable like playing Halo with my kids. Like, I'm not saying that they don't, but I'm saying like Nintendo, I want to play the classic, and it's HDMI supported, so you can play it on. So I cannot wait to play some Mario throwback full HD on my big screen with my kids. The Nintendo Mini NES is a great gift if you can get your hands on it.
I love it. My fourth grade is when I got my first NES, and that's the best Christmas gift I ever got. And I'm not a geek, and I really wasn't that into video games, but I still remember it. The huge gift. Okay, you know, Jay, I'm a drone guy. I'm like more into it than I'm actually into it. So like, I think they're so cool. Yet I've never spent more than like $50 on a drone. I've gotten three of them. So here's the drone I recommend, the UDI. So if you go to Amazon and you search UDI, there's a bunch of options. 818A, I believe, is the one that I got. That's $50. There's lots of different options on there, but I think it's a good starter drone. I've had a $20 drone. My wife gave me a $150 drone that I lost. And so I don't recommend spending $150 on your first one. The $50 UDI drone on Amazon is a great place to start. We had so much fun over the Thanksgiving holiday. I had like three family gatherings. It was like the highlight of every family gathering. We had a blast on there. So check out the UDI drone, any kind of drone though. They're just fun. My mom like got under the drone and she's like, this is amazing. I can't believe I'm flying an object. And she's like, it was only $50. And so anyways, they're so much cheaper and they're so fun. And it like has a video on there. I'm videoing off the drone. It's $50 and I'm flying all over the place. So much fun. So get a drone.
Yeah. It's something that I haven't gotten, but I've kind of kept my eye on it, that I secretly really want, has been the Circle by Disney.
Yep.
The internet protect, the idea is that it's kind of like a filter for all your internet in your home. And what you can do is you can kind of create, it's for your kids, but it's for everything. And the idea is that, I think it's like $100. Disney was the funder behind it, backed a bunch of different people were part of this project, but Circle. And the idea is that you can limit activity on the internet. You can have one touch shut down the internet, but you can also monitor, you know, different levels of different, you can shut down different apps and so forth, but it's a very easy to use internet monitor that just filters your router. And so you can just say like, hey, we're done here, or you can limit hours. So I think like Amazon was real good about this with the Kindle Fire, where you can limit hours of usage on on it. And that was one of the features that I think really stood out from the iPad, even though they never really competed. But I think with like you could limit use of different access. And I think Circle, what they've done is that they moved that away from the device and they've just put that filter on the router itself, which I really think the Circle is a really cool gift for a lot of different people.
Yeah, I agree. I've got a Circle in our house. It's so easy to use, easy to set up. Great gift idea for the parents or for yourself. That kind of, you know, takes care of everything.
Okay, so you got one last one?
One last one. The Echo, Amazon Echo. You can get the Dot. We started with the big one. It's just cool. It can do more and more since we got it maybe a year and a half ago. We use it for more than anything, kids' timeouts. But you can use it for music.
How do you use it for a timeout? Like, what do you say?
We say, Alexa, start a timer for 4 minutes. And then the kids are like, no, I'm not going to go to timeout. We're like, Alexa, start a timer for 5 minutes. And Alexa can only read adult voices. And so our kids are like, Alexa, stop the timer. And it doesn't listen to them. And so it is so great at home for timeouts. Yeah. But we use it for music. We use it. You know, my wife started doing like the 7-minute workouts and it literally is kind of like a workout thing in it. You can use it to control your oven. Crazy things. But it's like a cool, like get started with like a couple things, even just as a music player, it's worth it. But then all the other things it does, and we order off of it, like Alexa, order more toilet paper. Order more toilet paper. It's crazy.
That's great. So yeah, a friend of mine just got one. He actually won it at some event and he was like, he was telling me about it. I was like, don't tell, I've been talking. Yeah, I know what it is. Like,
yeah.
So I was saying all the things it could do. But that's, I haven't tried the Home yet, Google Home yet, but I definitely, I see so many different uses for that. It makes me want to get like, it makes me want to go full techie and get my, like my lights on it so I could turn it off my lights. Yeah. But I don't know how practical that is. Anyways.
And you're totally letting Big Brother into your house. Like we all know it. We just embrace it. It's happening.
Yeah. I just wear, you know, I have to wear shorts now when I walk around in my house.
Because you get the Nest.
Yeah. Yeah. So my last one, we've talked about this in the past, but I think just put it on your list is the Mevo to be able to do Facebook Live seamlessly. You know, one of the most powerful things about it is that, you know, you link it to your page. It has an ID, like kind of like a key. And the idea is that you can Facebook Live right off the bat from there. And there's some cool stuff. And then there's software you can use like Wirecast and a bunch of different things that you can do to do some special things like, you know, like dual screen playback. You can actually do playback Facebook Live. I'm still waiting for them to do more like within the group, the Facebook group. There's still some limitations with some of these features within that integration, but Mevo is a great way to have an easy way to do Facebook Live outside your mobile phone. So that was the list.
That's it.
What we would love to know is that if you got an idea that you're excited about or something we didn't talk about, use the hashtag SMC podcast. To learn more about the show, go to socialmedia.church and Merry Christmas. And, or as Neil says, Happy Holidays.
Happy Holidays.
Thanks for listening to the Social Media Church Podcast. To learn more about the host, the show, or suggest a future topic, check out socialmedia.church. If you liked what you heard, then take a couple minutes to leave a review on iTunes. Every review helps. Lastly, share the podcast with a friend and use the hashtag SMC Podcast to engage with the host. Thanks again for listening.